Albrecht, Marianne called as she entered the long, low library, where her husband was seated at the imposing desk that had once been the Count's. You must come and see. It's like a carnival. Albrecht looked up at her, still composing a sentence in his head. He was a tall, craggy-faced man with a high forehead and unruly eyebrows that often gave him the appearance of frowning when he was not. Only for a moment, before everyone gets here. She held out her hand. Come, the fresh air will clear your head.
No, not yet, he said, waving her off and
returning his attention to the letter he was writing. Oh, come on, Marianne would have normally chided. But tonight, on account of the party, she bit her tongue. Albrecht was a perfectionist and workaholic. She would never change this. He was drafting a letter to an old law school acquaintance in the British Foreign Office and had sought her opinion on alternate sentence constructions many times. The annexation of the Sudetenland will only be the beginning. I urge you to be aware of our leadership's aggression versus, if we are not vigilant, our leader's aggressive intentions will only be the beginning. Both